This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Raising kids involves making lots and lots of decisions. Should they eat more vegetables? Can't hurt. Do they need more sleep? Yeah, probably. Are they getting too much screen time? No comment. A lot of these questions have no clear answers. Emily Oster is a professor of economics at Brown University and a mother of two kids. In a new book, she writes about how parents and caregivers can approach those gray area decisions through a data lens. It's called The Family Firm, a data-driven guide to better decision-making in the early school years. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
So I want to actually start with the subtitle, because I would describe my own parenting style as winging it. And I think a lot of parents and caregivers would probably agree with that. Why do you argue for a data-driven approach?
So a lot of the argument in the book is about using data, but also about thinking about our lives in a more structured way and maybe not always winging it. If we do that, I believe that we can end up in a situation in which we were happier. I think we often make individual small decisions rather than looking at the big picture and saying, you know, hey, how often do I want to be spending my afternoons at some kid's sporting event?
This is your third book. You've also written books about pregnancy and about caring for babies. The Family Firm focuses on elementary age kids. And I wondered why this is an age that is different in terms of parenting decisions.
So I think there's two big differences. One is simply the role of logistics to manage a lot of planning, which is different from maybe having a small kid.
Mm-hmm. I'm nodding vigorously here.
Yes, you're nodding. Exactly. I think the other big difference is that the decisions that families face are just really different in this time frame. And so often we are facing decisions which we didn't expect. And so some of what I'm trying to provide in the book is more of a way to decide than a particular decision to say, you know, hey, here's a way to make them with a structured framework that may help make them better.
Yeah. So let's break down one of those issues. I think one of the thorniest that parents of kids this age face is, you know, when to give them a phone and what kind of phone. Can you walk me through how you use data to approach a dilemma like that?
Yeah. So I think the first step in all this decision making is to frame the question, you know, in that case, like, why am I getting them the phone? And the answer to that will tell you a little bit about what kind of information you need. Well, then you get into a second step of fact finding. Actually trying to figure out what does the data say about whether this is a good idea. And the data can tell you things like this is what to be on the lookout for. But ultimately, you have to think, is that a kind of concern I have with my particular kid? And then the third step is to make a decision. I urge people to say, okay, this is the data which we'll decide and we'll make some decision and then we'll try to move on. And the last step is really, and I think particularly relevant in the phone case, is to acknowledge that you could change your mind. And that gives you a little more freedom almost to experiment with what works for your particular situation.
You talk about how data can be useful in solving the sort of gray area issues in parenting, even when the data itself isn't perfect or when, you know, the advice from experts is constantly changing. And I think the pandemic has been a prime example of that. How does your approach work when, you know, we don't really know yet whether kids should wear masks, whether to get the vaccine once they're eligible? Those things are still being sorted out.
Yeah, I mean, I think the uncertainty is the hardest thing. And the pandemic has really laid bare the cases in which not only is the data not very good, but there may just literally be none of it.
Right.
And that means, you know, that sometimes we have to make decisions in a very, very data poor environment. But that, in my mind, that is an argument for structured decision making rather than for just doing whatever, because it at least tells us what data we would like to have, and it gives us a way to make the choices using the data to the extent that we can.
The book is called The Family Firm because, you know, running a household is a lot like running a business. But as the pandemic has made more clear, a lot of that labor falls to women, and many women have left the labor force during the past year and a half or so. Can you talk about some of the tools that you use or recommend using to make that labor more manageable?
So I think that there are a lot of practical things like task management software or shared Google Docs, which, you know, seem a little, I don't know, clinical maybe, but can actually help to share these burdens a bit more. If we've decided there's some set of rules for what people can have for lunch or rules for something else, it shouldn't be the case that only one person can implement that.
Yeah. For people who don't naturally have the skills that I think you obviously bring to this through training, but also a personality. You know, I know the spreadsheet parents and I know the parents like me who are like making decisions as they come up and just trying to keep our heads above water. How can you coach someone to actually change their approach if they're not naturally inclined that way?
I think that for some people, they will read Family Farm and they'll be like, oh, this is what I'm looking for. Worksheets, spreadsheets, a structure, like this is for me. And for other people, they'll be like, boy, this seems like a lot of work. But I would say that there may be individual pieces in here that will resonate with people. There may be something where you pull out and you say, huh, maybe we would benefit from thinking a little bit more carefully about how many birthday parties we want to be going to.
All right. Emily Oster wrote the book, The Family Firm, A Data-Driven Guide to Better Decision-Making in the Early Years. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.